So, as we discussed yesterday, there are these two key epochs of realization, which are...
Students wait with pens at the ready as astronomer Pratika Dayal sketches out equations on the whiteboard that explain how galaxies formed millions of years ago. It's a diverse mix in this classroom. A teacher originally from India, and students from as far away as China or as nearby as a neighbouring village here in the northern Netherlands. This is a normal scene for the University of Groningen, which attracts international students and staff by offering many courses in English.
It means that we attract people, different people, than we did before, which is good for the Netherlands and very good for Groningen, because we are a region in the Netherlands that can use some economic growth. So it's improvement of our educational system.
That's Jorien Bakker, spokeswoman for the University of Groningen. About 20% of students here come from abroad, and the university wants to increase that to 30%. Jorien says it's all about balance.
The concerns about the how fast it goes and the amount, we are aware of that. We don't aim for higher than 30% internationals, so that's the limit. And about the English language, yeah, we have to take good care in looking at, do you want to have the course in English? Why? What's the reason for that? And we also, together with the other universities in the Netherlands, we asked our Minister of Education to give us some more tools to limit numbers from EU students. Because EU students have to be admitted to all courses, because that's the European law. And you see that, for example, like psychology, it means a lot of Germans enter, and you have more Germans than Dutch people. And, well, that's not in balance.
English is the one language all these students have in common. And for many, it's the reason they came here to study.
All the classes are English, and this is the reason that I came here, actually, to be able to communicate with people easily in English, even though I don't know any Dutch.
And how about yourself? Have you learned any Dutch?
I did try and learn Dutch when I first came here. I took a couple of classes, man. It's a very difficult language to learn, and obviously I feel like we kind of rest on our laurels assuming that they can speak English, which is annoying. I would have liked to have learned it. But I also, I think it's a slightly useless language.
Do you have any classes in Dutch?
No, I would fail.
Around 90% of Dutch people speak English, one of the highest levels in the world. And English language degree courses are also attractive to Dutch students who have global ambitions, like this student of international relations.
I actually purposely sought it out for that, so I'm pretty happy about the fact that I get to study in English. But I'm also aware of the fact that internationalisering and verengelsing is a big issue in the Netherlands at the moment. But yeah, you know, like I prefer English anyway, but I do understand the concerns behind it.
Internationalisering and verengelsing, meaning internationalisation and anglicisation. And no, not everybody is happy with this trend. Teachers Association Better Education Netherlands says the Dutch language is being marginalised. It has launched lawsuits against two universities for offering courses exclusively in English. The furore forced a response from Education Minister Ingrid van Engelshoven, who said the internationalisation of the universities was a good thing, as long as Dutch students weren't put at a disadvantage. With its canals and gabled houses, Groningen looks typically Dutch. But local man Jort says it's sounding more and more English.
We run university in the bars, in the bakery as well, everywhere. Dutch, for the time being, will continue, but probably as second language within 10 years in Groningen. In the county, Dutch is going to be common, but in the big university cities, it's going to be a lot of English.
So can I ask you guys if there are any questions so far?
Back in her classroom, Indian-born astronomer Pratika Dayal has a practical attitude to the use of English. Science, she points out, has always had a lingua franca. Once it was Latin, then it was German or French, and now it happens to be English. Students, she said, can only benefit from this.
I think it really prepares them for life, I think, in the international community. So the whole world, in some sense, is open to them. They can walk into any company and they're prepared to be really valuable members of society. I think the Dutch are, well, they have a really strong advantage because they almost everybody I've met is just bilingual. I find our students are just so much more confident because they've been trained in this language. I just think overall, this is probably why the Netherlands is one of the strongest countries in terms of research.
Around 70% of master's courses in the Netherlands are offered in English, and about a quarter of the students graduating from them are foreigners. The country's higher education institutions are now wondering whether courses in English should be capped. They don't want to lose their competitive international edge, but they also want to protect their own language and students. Naomi O'Leary, DW, Groningen.